This is tape two of the district council meeting. At Fort Wingate, Navajo people meet from all District 16. These people are to talk about different things. Most of them are in Navajo language. So I'm going to still translate it as they go along. In the first talk with the meeting would be one of the members of old time leader, as they know, would be the best to talk first. And this is a man named by Willie Saunders. He is one of the outstanding medicine men of the 1969. From 1966 up to 1969. And Mr. Willie Saunders is an age of around 83 years of age. He has known all kinds of culture, legends, and ceremonial that has taken up in the Gallup ceremonious time. So he is going to tell us about how we are going about in this new world of ours, that he wants to start it with a back of ancient time throughout the Fort Summers Lone Walk. So here is Mr. Willie Saunders to tell us about what he knows to the councilman meeting.
Chairman, Vice Chairman, Secretary, and visitors, and the leaders and the community of this hall, I am very thankful to say hello to you all. My story is not much to talk about. Anyway, I'll tell you a little about times how we think that we have gone out this far with our families and whatnot. We are very glad to say that we're having a meeting here, and very glad to give me a chance to say a little saying of what I know a little about things. I just don't know where to start with, but then I'd like to start during the time what my grandfather and grandmother told me about in the early days. I'll follow the story that Mr. Rafael told us. That's the only story we all Navajo got. How our people are originated and how they have settled down up to 1969. During the time of our people's time, they have quite a story about themselves, which some of us that still think that they have done a great deal for us to place us a place like we are now living on, around Gallup area and on through the Navajo Reservation, up on here to Utah, and outside reservation as far as Albuquerque, New Mexico, and close to Magdalena, in Altarja, around Farmington. We have a very big territory, which we know that our Navajo people are still increasing. And I just can't say that we don't know how far we're going to be growing. And I think we are just about outgrown our reservation today in 1969. And our tribal councilman and our tribal chairman are trying to get us as many land as they could for us. They are working pretty hard every day. They have bought some land that are being state land, and some land that belongs to the ranchers in the early days, and even that much are bought that we think that it would be still enough for as many as we are. So in a way that our old forefather has done pretty good for us, which we are overgrowing our reservation. The time in 1860, and a little farther back, around 1859 and 58, there was a story brought up by my great-grandfather, that in these days, people used to live in peace. They wander around about here and there for quite a number of years. And in these days, they said that they don't even know what flour and coffees are. And later on, American people came in with flowers and coffee, which we are now using today. In these days, they just use wild herbs, mostly, and wild game for meat. This is their long story. If a man tells it step by step, it'll take days and nights. So I'll just step over most of these stories that I have known. But maybe sometime later I might have another chance to tell you more about it. There was a time that people talk about monsters. I think that happened in the earliest days. And my people tells about the Roman people, the old Roman people, like Mesa Verde and King's Canyon de Shea, Pueblo Bonito, Pueblo Alto. There's a lot of ruins that we see that we don't even know who used to live there and what happened. Story comes along all the way from the ages time, which most of our Navajo people knows how what had happened.
some of them has a religious superstitions that they don't tell about. There's just a few of them can tell what it was in the early stages. So I will keep that aside for a while. Maybe some of the superstitious people are in the class here. But anyway, I'll sneak around and grab what I can. My people says that these ruined people used to be our own people. During the time of these people life was which they call the mix-up people, like we have today. We marry a white man, or we marry a white woman, or they marry a colored people. And colored people makes a great difference than other tribes that we run into, like Mexicans, Lagunas, Isletas, all these tribes that they had to live with. And things happening these days, how they were buried alive. And there was just a few of them that escaped what happened. The causes from the volcano. And the great stars that started, fell at east of Flagstaff. The story runs into all these places. And I think it is a very good story if a man tells it step by step. There's been quite a few geologists and science tried to find out who was the real one that used to live in these old ruins, tracing the potteries and different ways of building and food that they used to use. So Navajo story says that it was what they call a mix-up people that used to live in these ruins. A story comes up that a great gamble used to rule these cities. The older people says that they used to have different kinds of leaders, which I think we call kings or chief or something like that. In these days, they had a great gamble, which they call a gamble, that took mostly all the people out, win them out. This is the way they went about, and they were the one that built all these cities during the time of the Great Gamble. When the Great Gamble wins them, the Gamble is their bosses. They rule under the Gamble then. Whatever the Gamble says, they have to do it. This is the way things came about in the early days. Most of them seems to know all this true story that they think it is. And coming further on, it goes through the volcanoes and the stars and the air and the fire. There was all kinds of rots that had been happening, which most of these old ruined people have had.